Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. Today we're talking about relationships. Specifically, we're going to talk about relationship banking. The past couple weeks, we've talked about relationships and how to begin seeing your relationship in a different way. Today, we're going to be talking about something you can do to actually begin making changes in your relationship. The basics of finance are pretty simple. If you want to have a positive balance in your bank account, you need to make more deposits than you do withdrawals. For me, relationships are the same way. If you want to have a positive balance in your relationship, you need to make more deposits than you do withdrawals. Anything that contributes positively to the relationship is a deposit. Anything that takes away from the relationship is a withdrawal. Sometimes deposits are big. Maybe I do something really nice for my wife, or I do something really special for her. Sometimes the deposits are smaller. Maybe I just tell her she looks nice. Likewise, sometimes withdrawals are small. Maybe I just say something rude to my wife. Sometimes withdrawals are big. Maybe I betray her trust. Maybe I do something I said I wouldn't do. Again, for me, the goal is that we always have a positive balance. So why is viewing your relationship in terms of deposits and withdrawals helpful? And for me, there are a couple reasons. First is that relationships are built on deposits, right? When we first meet the person, we don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about us. We haven't made any deposits. We haven't made any withdrawals. We're starting completely at zero. And so what do? We begin making deposits. We call the person to talk. We take them out to dinner. We start doing things that build a positive balance. The problem is that then the next thing happens, which is that as people get comfortable, they tend to get complacent. They tend to get more lazy. I think most relationships start out on pretty solid ground. People are excited about the relationship. People are excited about each other. And they're doing lots of things to make deposits early in the relationship. Unexpected gifts, surprise lunch dates. But at some point, people get comfortable. They feel like they've built up a pretty good balance in the relationship, and so they get lax in the deposits they're making. Maybe they do things like work through lunch instead of meeting their spouse or their partner. Maybe they stop buying the little gifts that they were before. They stop doing the little surprise things they were doing before. The other reason why understanding deposits and withdrawals is important is because you cannot avoid withdrawals in a healthy relationship. Every relationship is going to have withdrawals. People are going to say hurtful things. People are going to act selfishly at times. This is just part of life. For me, relationships get in trouble when people stop making deposits, when they assume that they have such a positive balance, they don't need to continue contributing to it. People assume because they had a positive balance at some point that they're always going to have a positive balance, but rarely does it happen this way. I mean, think about the general course of a relationship. People generally date for 2 or 3 years before they get married, but how many people are actually going to make enough deposits in those 2 or 3 years to carry them through 30, 40, 50 years of marriage? I would say not very many. Again, it's not because every withdrawal is major. It's because every relationship is going to have withdrawals. And over time, those withdrawals are just going to whittle away the balance we have in our relationship. Without making deposits, it's just a matter of time until we've overspent our account. Another reason why understanding deposits and withdrawals in relationships is important is because once your balance is zero, every withdrawal becomes massive. If you just think about it, just sort of in life terms, if you don't have any money, any bill that comes through the mail is going to be a big deal because there's nothing to cover that expense. Relationships are the same way. When a balance gets to zero, there's nothing left to cover the expenses. So every little thing that happens, every withdrawal that's going to occur, becomes a major source of stress. Not because it has to be, but because there's no balance to compensate for the bill that we just got. For me, when we see small situations blow up into big situations, it tells me that there's something underneath the surface. And usually what it tells me is that there's not much of a balance. And so that the withdrawal we're talking about has become a major withdrawal, even if it doesn't seem like it should be. And the final reason why I think understanding deposits and withdrawals in relationships is important is because most bankruptcies are years in the making. I'm not an accountant. I don't know much about finances, but I think it's pretty fair to say most people don't declare bankruptcy because of a single bad decision. Meaning people don't usually declare bankruptcy because everything was going well and then one day they just screwed up. Usually bankruptcies occur because people have spent months or years overspending or not budgeting the way they should, and then eventually it catches up to them. I would say the same as with relationships. Most relationships don't end because of a major event. End because they die a death of 1,000 cuts, die a death of 1,000 withdrawals with no deposits. So if we need a positive balance in our relationship, how do we begin doing that? And for me, it's basic math, right? We need to spend less and we need to save more. We need to spend less by making less withdrawals. We try to be mindful of how we're talking to our partner. Try to be mindful of how we're interacting with the other person we're in a relationship with. Again, anything it takes away from that relationship is a withdrawal. So the first step is to spend less. Stop doing things that take away from the relationship. Stop saying mean things. Stop being short with your partner. Stop being rude to the person who you say is the most important person in your life. Second step is to save more. Where are the places where I can make deposits in the relationship? Maybe I do the dishes before my wife gets home. Maybe I volunteer to do something so that my partner doesn't have to do that. Or maybe I just tell my partner they look nice today. Again, everything doesn't have to be huge deposits. In fact, I would say small deposits made consistently over time are probably better than single large deposits. See, a lot of relationships survive paycheck to paycheck. There's just enough deposits to keep the account in black. The problem is, just like in life, if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, it only takes one event to blow everything apart. And we don't want that. We want a true positive balance. On a side note, I hear people talk all the time about their love languages. And what they're really talking about is how they receive deposits from their partner. And so I'll hear a wife say something like, well, his love language is giving, but mine is physical affection. And when people bring it up, it's like they're saying, well, he speaks Spanish and I speak French, and he needs to start speaking more French. And I understand we all have things that we would like to be certain ways in life. But the truth is, we're never going to get things exactly the way we want them. And so I wonder if it's less about the languages I speak and more about trying to become a little more bilingual in the language my partner speaks. Just a thought. So what's the takeaway? How can we begin thinking of withdrawals and deposits in a relationship and actually apply those to the relationship we're in? And I think there are a couple things. The first is to ask myself, what's the balance in my current relationship? Are we in the positive or are we in the negative? Do we have a huge surplus or are we living paycheck to paycheck? Until I know where we're at, I don't know what I have to spend. The next is to think about, what are the biggest liabilities in our relationship? What are the things in our relationship that are causing us to take withdrawals? Is the way we speak to each other? Is the way we spend our money? Is the way we spend our time? What are the things that take away from the relationship? Finally, I need to ask myself, how do I begin making deposits? Right? If I know what the balance is, if I know what my liabilities are, how can I begin making deposits to compensate for the withdrawals we're taking? And I think it's important to remember that all deposits aren't created equal. There are small deposits, there are bigger deposits, and to me, there are huge deposits. To me, the small deposits are the things that happen on a day-to-day basis. They're like the change jar of life. They're little things we tell our partner. They're little things we do, little things we say that improve the balance. Taken by themselves, they're probably not much, but when you put them all together, they start adding up to something meaningful. Big deposits are like the things that go in the bank. They're the deposits we're making into the account. And the huge deposits to me are like investments. It's like, you know, not something we necessarily draw on a day-to-day basis, but when things get really tight, we have some resources we can pull from. And so the question to me is, how do I make deposits? So think about your relationship. Think about the balance you have in your relationship. If things have been rough and we've been making a lot of withdrawals, stop. Make a purposeful effort to increase the balance in our relationship. If you ignore the balance in your relationship, you're like somebody writing a check with no idea of what they have in the bank. It's just a matter of time until things start bouncing. Next week, we're going to talk about sex. Specifically, we're going to talk about sex and intimacy, how the two are the same and how the two are different. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode of Into the Fix. Thanks for listening. Please check out my Facebook. Please check out my Instagram. Please follow me. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.